to sit in front, so the older kids, if you guys can move to the back, sit in the back. Older kids, taller kids, thank you, Frank. I know how much you love me and so much. I love you back. But we need to get some of the little kids to the front, all right? So if you're younger, please move to the front. You are in the front. Hi, Austin. Happy Easter. Good morning. I'm going to also wait, because I do know that there's a lot of people in the OIF hall, so there's some kids there. So if you are over in the OIF hall still, please come over. And I see some of you, so that's a good sign. Right, so I'm going to preface a couple of things just before we start. So for OIF, usually when we say Christ is risen, the response of the congregation is, He has risen indeed. So if you hear me say, He is risen, you're supposed to say,
He is risen indeed.
You know, that sounded like, you know, He's kind of risen, yeah. He's risen indeed. I positively, agree with you. All right, so He is risen.
He is risen.
Ah, much better, much better. Okay, good morning and happy Easter. So when I say Easter, what do you think about first, guys? Teresa, what do you think about? Chocolate bunnies? Oh, those are pretty good. Chocolate bunnies, all right. Austin, what do you think about during Easter?
Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. Yes. Yes. I'm afraid to call on some of you, but that's okay. Joseph. What? I think about... What? You think about death. That's Friday, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us. But today, He's risen, remember? Friday is death. All right. All right. All right. Judd. Candy. Man, there's like a reoccurring theme here for the kids. Chocolate bunnies. Candy. All right, Sias. Birth, death, and future, right? That was...
Knives.
This is why sometimes I'm a little scared. Life. Yeah, you were paying attention to Pastor Paul's sermon yesterday for International Game Night. Good job. All right, Yushan, how about you? When I say Easter, what do you think about?
Nothing much.
All right. Nothing happened on Easter like 2,000 years ago. Alright, I can always count on some of the girls, because the girls always give me a really good answer. So, do you have a good answer for me? Or Titia? Or, no? Or Laura? When you think about Easter, what do you think about? Eggs too? Okay, that's okay. Yeah, Esther, what do you think about? Jesus came back to life. Yes, and that is the hope. Alright, Jesus came back to life. All right, so that, as you can see, our hope and prayer for you all as kids is that you would know that Jesus has resurrected, that He came back to life, right? Okay, on Easter, okay? But yes, I also agree with you. Sometimes we also think about, oh, I think I hit the wrong button. All right, here we go. So I want us to remember this verse here in Matthew 28:5-7. It says, "The angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as He said. Come and see the place where He lay. Then go quickly and tell His disciples, He has risen from the dead, and that He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see Him.'" All right, but I also understand that you all think about this Easter egg, right? And I have a real egg and a fake egg, and I really wanted to protect this egg. They were making these eggs the other day over at Jesse and Emily's house, and so I really appreciate it. My daughter really loves eggs, all right, hard boiled eggs. So when she sees these things, she's like, oh, like I want to eat it. So, like, we started out with 3 eggs, and I only have this 1 egg left. It's because I hid it and protected it from her. So, anyways, so hi, May. You can get this later, okay? But anyways, this is an Easter egg, okay? And it's supposed to represent Jesus' resurrection. Where an egg, sometimes in many cultures, it represents life, okay? And some of you all might see these red little eggs in the pews. All right. That's good if you found one. There's like things in here. You found one in your house. That's awesome. So what's interesting about this Easter egg? Have you ever wondered what's the story behind the Easter egg? Have you guys ever wondered what the Easter egg is all about? Or why it's red sometimes, or why it's multicolored? Yeah, but I'm not calling on you. Thank you, Joseph. You're still 2 days behind, 3 days behind. Okay, so that's okay. So this Easter egg, remember, represents Jesus' resurrection. And so back long, long time ago, they would think about Easter 40 days beforehand. Right? Ash Wednesday. And they would think about Ash Wednesday, and they would think about the start of Lent, which would basically say that they're not supposed to eat any meat of any live animal. And then they extended that to, like, poultry or chicken eggs and things like dairy or milk and cheese. And so in order to give a gift, let's say you visited someone's home, instead of bringing, you know, something that they couldn't eat, like meat, because that's, you know, not a lot of people ate meat. And not a lot of people even today, especially in like some of the developing countries, they don't eat meat too often. It's a specialty. And so when they would go over to someone's house, they would bring an egg because you could hard boil it and it would last a longer time. And they would then, on Easter, be able to break this fast, this Lenten fast, and eat the eggs together. Now, why are they colored? Anyone might have a guess why they're colored, or especially our Eastern Orthodox, you know, friends, they have red ones. Does anyone know possibly? There's 3 stories why. The first one is Mary Magdalene and the Emperor Tiberius. So Emperor Tiberius asked Mary Magdalene to come over. She wants to say, is Jesus Christ really risen from the dead? And he goes, I don't believe so. Jesus is not risen as much as that egg is white. And I doubt that that thing will ever turn red in my life. And in the instance of him saying that, the Easter egg turned red. That's the first story. Second story is Mary or Mary Magdalene, or Mary, the mother of Jesus. So at Christ's crucifixion, she brought some eggs. A basket of eggs, and she laid them before the feet of Jesus, and some of the blood of Christ fell on those eggs, and they turned them, guess what? Red. Okay. Lastly is the story of Simon of Cyrene, which is basically the person, if you remember the story, he's the one that they asked to help Jesus take the cross and carry it for him, right? And so what Simon did was he laid his basket of eggs down because that's what he was carrying to take up the cross. And by the time he figured his way back to the where he left his eggs, he found that the eggs were all red. Very interesting. My Moody professor and missions, my missions professor, he's from Albania. He did missions in Albania. And he said he'd go to homes and he would find a red Easter egg in people's houses, specifically on the mantle of the house where the fireplace is. And he found that always interesting. Why is it always red, and why is it always on the mantle? And so what happens was, if you didn't know anything about Albania, is that it's a communist country, or it was. And so during that time of communism, in order to show people that they were believers in Christ, they would have a red Easter egg on their mantle to show forth that they were believers in Christ. The next time, I would hope you guys as kids, or you all as parents, or you all who really like to decorate eggs, to think about this story and to invite someone over to do this coloring of eggs. Why? Because you invite a friend. And not only do you invite that friend, but you get to share about Jesus. You get to share about that egg. You get to share about that Jesus is alive, that he's risen from the grave. Yeah? So next time you are making those eggs, think about you get to share the story of Jesus and the sweetness of Jesus. So the red eggs here this morning, and also the colored eggs around the church that I came here yesterday, have candy. Why? Because Jesus is that sweet and that good, and that you want to share it with other people. Amen? So let me pray. Let me pray for us. Dear Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your great work, and that it didn't just stop on a Friday night and into Saturday, but you rose again on Sunday. That I would hope to be like Paul and know, and it says, that I might know the death and the power of the resurrection. And I really hope, and we all hope, pray for the kids here, that they would know that power and the death of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that they would know you. And that they would even be not just knowers of you, but sharers of Jesus to other people. So we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. All right, so this morning we have something different for the kids. I'm going to ask the toddler class and the kinder class to come up. And I hear you have a song for us to share, right? So can I get the toddlers and kinder kids to come up here? You're going to go on stage here. And you guys can go up to the very top. Go to the very top. Don't hide in the back. Caleb, come up to the front. Stand over here. Right? Stand over here. All right. Okay, maybe not that close to the edge. Maybe like give a foot. Hi. That's right. Hi. All right, ESS, can you move forward? ESS, move forward. Make a space so that my wife can come up here, too. All right? Any other toddlers or kinder folk? Are you out there? I see Elijah. Anyone else? Teddy? See you? All right. Hey, make a way. Make a part the Red Sea. All right. David, left. Jing Liang, to the left. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, can you guys be a straight line? All right, back up a little bit. I need to back up to the angel's color. All right. If you see this, quickly pray for them. Quickly pray for them. Pray for my wife. All right, let's all quiet and stand up. Stand up. Stand up, please. Caleb, Darren, you guys all stand up. Okay. Jeannie, are you coming back up, or am I doing the dance too? All right, here we go. Are you listening to Teacher Jeannie? Yes. All right, here we go. From the top of my head, way down to my toes, I can't keep it all inside. I want to jump with all my might. From the top of my head, way down to my toes, I can't keep it all inside. I want to dance with all my might. We'll be right back.
Everybody, everywhere, raise your hands up in the air and say, Jesus is alive.
There we go.
Everybody, everywhere, raise your hands up. Jesus is alive. Everybody, everywhere, raise your hands up in the air and say, Jesus is alive.
Woo! All right. All right, let's give a hand to the toddlers and the kinder. You guys can come on down. Come on down. Come on down. Hi, precious. All right, let's go down. Let's go down. Come on, Evangeline. Let's go down. All right, at the same time, ESS, can you stand up in two rows? Can you all head on up? Good job.
I love it.
Good job.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus.
While they were still wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them.
In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground.
But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?
He is not here. He is risen."
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Yesu fu hua la.
Together.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Resurrection Day to you.
大家复活节快乐。
We welcome you who are visitors here and guests.
我们欢迎, 来到我们当中的新朋友。
Today's message is going to be an Easter message.
今天的信息是关于, 复活节信息。
And the title is Life-Giving Faith in Christ Jesus.
今天的信息的题目是讲到, 我们在耶稣基督赋予生命的信仰。
And we'll spend our time this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们会花时间我们一起来, 明白哥罗林多前书15章。
If you would, I ask you please stand for the reading of God's Word, first in English and then in Chinese.
好吧, 我们一起起立, 我们一起来诵读这段的经文, 我们先用英文, 然后再用中文。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 8.
哥林多前书15章3到8节。
For I delivered to you as of first importance, which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, He appeared to me also.
，我们一起用中文一起来念15章3到8节。我当日所领受的，又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，并且埋葬了；又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。 以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。Let's
pray.
我们一起来祷告。Father,
we thank you for this time when we can gather.
父，我们为我们这个时候我们可以聚集在一起，献上感谢。Lord,
we should celebrate every day the resurrection of our Lord.
我们要每一天都来赞美我们复活的主。But
today is a special day when we can especially celebrate and proclaim good news of Jesus.
今天是特别的一天，因为我们在这边不光是来庆祝，我们更是要来宣告复活的主。God,
I pray that you would watch over us as we preach, as we listen to your word.
求你来看顾我们，当我们正在传讲你的话语的敬拜你的时候。Father,
we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
I'm going to start with a couple of assumptions today.
我会先从, 有几个问题来开始今天的信息。
I'm going to guess that some of you here believe that there is no resurrection.
我相信我们中间有人, 不相信有复活这件事情。
Maybe you come from a different faith tradition.
可能你是从不同的宗教的背景而来。
Maybe you have no religion at all.
或者是你完全没有宗教。
Or maybe you believe in some type of reincarnation.
或者你是相信轮回。
I want to welcome you.
我要欢迎你们。
You're very welcome here to hear more about who Jesus is.
我欢迎你来到我们当中，来听到更多关于耶稣的事情。
I'm also having another guess that some of us as Christians live like there's no resurrection.
可能我们当中有些基督徒，活的呢，却像是没有复活一样。
Some of us maybe focus so much on this life that we forget what's most important.
可能我们太专注于我们今生，以至于我们忘记了我们有永生。
We might be pursuing our career or pursuing money more than anything else.
可能我们在追求我们职业的发展，可能我们在追求金钱，胜于一切。
Or maybe we have this fear of death that looms over us.
或者是我们对于死亡的害怕一直笼罩着我们。
I think we can all attest to this experience in our lives as Christians too.
我们都可以用这些来解释我们是不是真的是一个基督徒。
I want to present that the Bible has two witnesses that it presents to us to give us hope for new life.
我们要从圣经来看，它提供了两个证据，让我们看见复活。
And those are testimonies of seeing the risen Lord and biblical prophecies about who Jesus is.
这两个证据呢，是讲到这些见证耶稣复活的人，还有就是在圣经上的预言。
So testimonies of a resurrection with no biblical prophecy is intriguing, but it lacks content or context.
有复活的见证，但是却没有圣经的预言，这样子呢是吸引人的，但是它却是没有内容。
Now recently, I've become more and more of a hockey fan.
我最近越来越成为一个冰上曲库球的一个球迷。
That's because my sons really love hockey and they love to watch it and things like that.
因为我的儿子呢，他很喜欢看这个冰上曲棍赛，然后他们也在打。
But before I moved up here, I really didn't have any context or concept of who the players were.
但是我搬到匹兹堡之前呢，我完全对于冰上曲棍球或者是有哪些球员完全不了解。
So they would bring up names and they would say, which one is your favorite player? And I would have no clue.
他们有时候会问我，就说你最喜欢的球员是哪一个？我完全没有概念。
They had a testimony of how great this player was, but I didn't know if they were a hockey player or a football player.
他们会跟我们说这个球迷多厉害，多伟大，但是我根本不知道他是哪一种的运动的球员。
So I needed more context to understand who these people were and what they were doing.
所以我需要他们更多于关于这些球员的内容，我才能够知道在说什么。
That's what biblical prophecy is about.
这就是讲到圣经的预言。
It helps explain who Jesus is, where he came from.
让我们知道耶稣是从哪里来的，他为什么来。
But also you could say biblical prophecies of resurrection with no testimony is interesting, but it lacks convincing power.
同样的也是讲到，如果有圣经的预言，但是却是没有这些复活的见证，这些呢是非常是有趣的，但是却是没有信服力的。
It would be like if my children came to school and they said, have you ever heard of my dad? He's the best soccer player of all time.
可能有些你们听过我的小孩子说，我的父亲呢，他是一个历史上最好的一个冰上曲棍的球员。
But if you see me play, you would say, no, he's okay.
如果你看到他打的话，你会说，哦，他可以。
But here's the thing, if you see the game, if you look at the stats, if you watch it and talk about it, you can see, wow, this player really is as good as people say he is.
但是除非你自己看到他的这些的记录，你看到他在球场上的表现，你才能够真正相信他真的是一个很伟大的一个球员。
So biblical prophecies and testimonies of the risen Lord do provide good grounds for belief.
所以这些复活的见证以及 这些圣经的预言能够提供我们这些合理的证据。
So then let's learn a little bit about who this Jesus is, the way of salvation.
所以我们要来了解耶稣基督，他就是这个复活的途，这是得救的途径。
So Paul is writing the church in Corinth about 2,000 years ago.
大概在2000年前，保罗写信给这个哥林多教会。
And he says to them in verse 1.
然后他们对他们说，
Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain.
保罗说，弟兄们，我如今把你们先前所传给你们的福音，告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信， 能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因为这福音得救。
He's writing these who are brethren, they're brothers and sisters in Christ.
他写信给这些在基督里的弟兄姐妹。
They heard the word through preaching and they received it.
他们从保罗所传的这些的信息里面，他们也领受了。
They accepted it and then they stand in it, firmly believing it.
他们不仅是领受了，而且呢，他们是持守站着。
And he says, they will be saved if they hold fast to this teaching.
保罗说到，如果你们领受能够靠着站立得住。
He says, unless you believed in vain.
你如果不相信的话，这些都是枉然的。
Maybe there were some in their midst who actually did not agree with the truth of the resurrection.
可能在他们当中有些并没有真的相信啊复活这件事情。
Or maybe they believed in their mind, but they really did not have a life that showed forth that they truly were saved.
也许他们的相信只是在知识的层面，并没有在他们的生活当中能够活出来。
Right here, this emphasizes our role, every person here, and our need to believe in Christ Jesus.
这段经文就是强调我们每一个人在这里的所扮演的一个角色，以及我们必须需要来相信。
It's possible to hear this message over and over again and still to completely miss it.
可能我们不断地听到这样的信息，但是呢，我们却完全没有抓住。
It's like one time when I was cooking.
就好像有一次我正在煮菜的时候，煮饭的时候。
I like to cook.
我很喜欢煮菜。
I usually don't mess things up completely.
我常常不会把这些事情都弄乱了在一起。
One time I was peeling potatoes.
有一次我正在削这个马铃薯的皮。
And usually you take the peels and you throw them in the trash can.
很多时候你是把这个皮呢削出来以后呢，把它丢到这个垃圾桶、垃圾箱里面。
And you take the potato and you get ready to cut it up to cook it.
然后呢，就拿着这个已经削好皮的这个马铃薯呢，准备去煮。
But one time I actually took the potato and I was throwing the peels in the pan to cook and throwing the potato in the trash can.
但是有一次呢，我正在削呢，太专心了呢，结果我是把皮呢放到这个锅子里面，结果是把这个削好的这个马铃薯呢去丢到垃圾箱里面去。
And my lovely wife came and reminded me, "Hey, what's going on?"
但是爱我的妻子就说你在做什么？
And so I said, "Oh yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about something else. I don't know what's going on."
我就说我正在想别的事情，太专心了，所以我不知道我自己在做什么。
So I knew what I was doing. I knew I needed to fix it. And then after she walked away, I did it again.
我知道我要做什么。那但是当她一走了以后呢，我还是又做了同样的事情。
And that's how it is with hearing the good news about Jesus.
这也是有时候我们常常不断地听到关于这个耶稣基督的福音。
We know the truth that can help us, and yet sometimes we throw it out.
我们知道这个真理可以拯救我们，但是呢，我们却把它丢弃了。
You say, "Yeah, I agree with that," and then you go and you completely forget about it.
也许我们会说我明白，但是呢，我们一转身，我们又都忘了。
So that's why I want to encourage you to pay attention to who Jesus is and be ready to believe on Him.
所以我鼓励你们，我们要来明白，我们要来相信耶稣基督，来接受他。
So then let's find out who this Savior is.
然后我们要来看这一位救主是谁。
This next section will emphasize God's provision of the Savior for us.
在下一段的经文就强调是神他提供了这位救主。
We stand before a holy God, and one day we will stand before Him, and we need complete perfection or righteousness to stand before Him.
有一天我们都要站立在这位圣洁的神的面前，我们要完全的圣洁才能够站在他的面前。
And God created us to live with Him, but in order to live with Him, we need new life.
神创造了我们，那我们也必须要活出这个神的形象出来。
So then let's look then at verse 3.
所以我们一起来看这个第三节。
Paul says, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received,that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures."
第三节说到，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说的为我们的罪死。
What Paul is saying here to them is that we have someone who can come and give us the righteousness of God.
在这边保罗所说的就是神已经预备了这位耶稣基督，他来到我们当中。
And what he did when he came to this earth is he did die for us as sinners so that he would receive our punishment.
他来到这个世界上却是成为罪人，为了就是要来背负我们所有的罪。
So that by believing in him, then he would take his righteousness, his goodness, his perfection, and give it to us.
因为我们接受了他，信靠了他，所以他会把他的公义，把他的美善全部加在我们的身上。
Verse 4 then says, "And that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures."
第四节说到，并且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
Upon believing in Jesus,
当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候，
he takes our sins on him.
他把我们身上的罪都背负在他自己的身上。
As he is buried, he takes our sins away.
当他背负的时候，就是把我们的罪完全的拿走。
As he comes back to life, he gives us new life.
当他复活的时候，他也给我们新的生命。
And this is all according to what Scripture, the prophecies of Scripture have said all along.
这些都是照着圣经，照着预言里面所说的。
And then he gave us testimonies.
然后他给我们见证。
Just like they gave testimonies on Friday, just like the testimony of the baptism.
就好像在星期五所分享的得救的见证，就好像今天的这个洗礼的见证。
As they have believed on Jesus, they have experienced change in their lives.
他们经历了耶稣基督，他们的生命被主所改变。
So verse 5 says that Jesus, after he raised from the dead, that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12.
第五节说到，并且显给基法看，并且显给十二个使徒看。
After that, verse 6, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep.
第六节说到，后来一时显给五百多个弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却已经睡了。
So they're fallen asleep because they're believers, and so when they die, they actually fall asleep and wake up in the presence of God.
这里讲到，他们虽然已经睡着，已经死，但是他们是相信。
That's the good news of the resurrection in Jesus, at least in part.
这就是福音的一部分。
Verse 7 says, Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also.
第几节说到，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同那未到产期而生的人一般。
Christ is risen from the dead.
耶稣基督的确的是从死里复活。
Yet, some of you doubt.
但我们当中可能还有些人还是怀疑。
And as Paul was writing, he says in verse 12, Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
十二节说到，既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
And maybe some in the Corinthian church didn't understand some things properly.
也许哥林多教会当中有些人他们并没有完全正确的理解。
Maybe they thought that the soul was good and the body was bad.
他们可能认为灵魂是好的，但是肉体却是坏的。
And so for them to think about someone coming, a body coming back to life didn't make sense for them.
所以对他们来说，如果有人复活，有一个复活的身体，对他们来说是没有办法能够理解接受的。
Or maybe they were influenced by some other religious beliefs that they had had.
或者是他们受到其他的宗教的影响。
Well, I want to submit here that, and I want to discuss a little bit, first the doubts or the denials of some unbelievers.
所以我们要来这边来谈论一些这些有怀疑的人，甚至是否认的人。
Also, I want us to think about briefly the distortions of so-called believers.
我们要讲谈一谈关于这些号称是相信人，但是他们却曲解。
So then let's look at the doubts or denials of some unbelievers.
所以我们来谈一谈这些有些人是不相信的。
And some of these are for religious reasons.
有些是因为宗教的原因。
For example, in the Bible, there were a group called the Sadducees, and they said that there was no resurrection.
在使徒行传里面有讲到，因为撒杜该人说没有复活。
They didn't believe in an afterlife. They didn't believe in angels.
他们不相信死后的生命，他们不相信天使。
They were more interested in this world, and they were very involved in politics and things like that.
他们非常专注的是就是今生甚至非常专注的是在政治上面。
Some of you in your religious background may be influenced.
可能我们有些人是受到过去宗教的影响。
So maybe you say, well, because I'm a Buddhist or a Taoist or a Hindu or a Muslim, I don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
可能因为我有这些佛教的背景是这些回教的背景、印度教的背景，所以我不相信复活的事。
But I want you to think about this. Something is true because it is true, not because people believe it's true.
我要告诉你，有一些的真理，因为它本身是真理，而不是因为别人说它是真理而成为真理。
And if something is untrue, it's untrue, regardless of where you come from or what you believe.
有些不是真理的，不论我们是有什么样的背景，从哪里而来，它就不是真理。
And Jesus himself during that time actually had to confront these Sadducees with the truth.
在耶稣那个时候，他就是挑战面对这些撒杜盖人，告诉他们。
Oftentimes they would like to pick fights with him. Now Jesus is very smart. He's very wise, and he knew how to respond to them.
当时这些撒杜盖人不同背景宗教的领袖就是要来质疑他。
And so sometimes he would tell them in different things. And in one case he says, "Now God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to Him."
耶稣在那个时候对他们说，神原不是死人的神，乃是活人的神，因为在他那里人都是活的。
And Jesus, what he was doing was he was challenging them.
耶稣所做的就是挑战他们。
He was gentle and kind.
他是非常温柔的方式。
But I want to encourage you, if you come from a different religious background and you're still seeking,
如果我们是从不同的背景而来，我们在寻求的时候，我鼓励你。
I want to challenge you to think, why do you believe what you believe? Why are you unwilling to believe in the risen Lord?
我要鼓励你去思想，你为什么相信你所相信的？你为什么不能接受复活的主？
And you can't say it's because that's what I believed since I was a child or because I was born in a different country.
你不能说因为我是在不同的地区长大的不同的文化。
God is at work around all the world bringing people to the truth.
神是把世界各地的人都带到真理的面前。
And I want to challenge you to study more and understand who this Jesus is.
我要挑战你，就是来更多的来理解真理。
Some people doubt because of philosophical reasons.
有些人不相信是因为哲学的一些原因。
In verse 22 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, For indeed Jews ask for signs and Greeks search for wisdom.
在哥林多前书第一章二十一节说到，世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理来拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
Some people are looking for signs. You have to show me a sign before I'll believe something.
有些人呢，就是要寻求神迹奇迹，你要让我看到奇迹，我才相信。
Other people are looking to be convinced in their minds.
有些人呢，必须就是你要让他在理智上能够明白了，他才能够接受。
And some people can't even fathom or believe that there is a God of the universe.
有些人甚至没有办法接受这个宇宙当中有一位神。
So then they'll say, well, maybe aliens created us.
也许他认为是外星人创造了我们。
Or maybe there is more than one universe. Maybe there are multiverses.
甚至有些是相信不光是一个宇宙，而是有好几个宇宙。
And so they'll find every little way that they can to deny the existence of God.
所以他想出各种不同的方法，就是要来否认这一位神。
Unfortunately, one person recently that we know of is another person who advocated for this multiple universe theory.
有一位我们大家都认识非常有名的人，他就是相信这个有众多宇宙的。
Stephen Hawking recently passed away. He was a physicist and cosmologist and author.
Stephen 霍金他是一位物理学家，他是一个宇宙学家，他也是一个作者。
Extremely, extremely intelligent.
他是非常聪明的一位人。
He said, before we understand science, it is natural to believe that God created the universe. But now, science offers a more convincing explanation.
他说，在了解科学之前，我们自然会认为神是创造万物，但现在科学提供了一个更令人信服的解释。
He also said, religion believes in miracles, but these aren't compatible with science.
但他也说到，信仰相信神奇迹，但奇迹和科学两者是不相容的。
When he came to study religion or to understand the Bible, he already came with his own beliefs, and he was not willing to change them.
当他在读圣经之前，他已经被他过去所受的影响已经影响了，他不愿意来接受。
We know many of us know that recently he just died.
我们知道他最近才刚刚过世。
If he was right and there's only science, then his body will decay and that's it.
如果他就像他所只相信科学的话，他的身体有一天就是慢慢的毁坏而没有。
But we teach what the Bible teaches is that when every person dies, they must meet their Maker.
但圣经告诉我们，我们每一个人死，但我们将来都要来到这位创造我们的神的面前。
So this man with a very, very smart mind,
虽然他有非常聪明的头脑
，yet he used his mind to rebel against the living God.
但他却用他聪明的这个智慧头脑去来否认这一位神。
Some still doubt and deny.
有些人仍然怀疑否认。
John 12 says, even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet.
在约翰福音里面说到，他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们还是不信他。这要应验先知以赛亚的话。
Some people wouldn't believe in the risen Lord even if they had a miracle done in their presence.
有些人甚至已经在他眼前他已经看见了这个神迹，他仍然不相信。
We had a friend when we were in China who said, "If God will heal my little girl, then I will believe."
我们在中国做宣教的时候，有一位我们的朋友，他就说，除非这位神拯救了我，医治我的女儿，我才会相信。
Well, she got better.
后来她的女儿慢慢好了。
And he still didn't believe.
但她仍然不相信。
She got sick again and wasn't doing well.
后来她女儿又生病了，情况越来越糟。
She got better.
然后后来也好。
Still didn't believe.
她仍然不相信。
Jesus said, if I stood here and did miracles all day long, some of you still wouldn't believe in me.
耶稣说，即使我在你们的面前不断的行出这些神迹，你们仍然会不相信。
You come because you want loaves and fishes.
你们来是为了要五饼，得到这五饼鳄鱼。
You guys come because you want to see the show.
你们要来只要看到这些的表现。
They had hard hearts that were lustful, and they just wanted God to fix certain things in their lives.
他们却是硬着他们的心，他们只是要神去做某一件事情。
And some people, even if they were healed, they probably still wouldn't believe because their heart is hard.
即使他们得到了医治，但他们因为他们硬着他们的心，仍然不相信。
But what God wants to do is He wants to offer you salvation, which is healing of your sinful heart.
但神来，他却是要来医治我们的罪恶的心。
He wants you to come before God and repent of your unbelief and say, God, no matter what happens, I want to follow you.
他要我们不论我们做过什么样的事情，只要我们愿意悔改，他都会来接纳我。
Paul was radically changed by the gospel.
在圣经里面看见保罗，他却是这个180度的大转变。
In verse 9 says, "For I am the least of the apostles, and not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am." And his grace toward me did not prove vain, but I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed.
在第九节说到，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩典与我同在。不拘是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们如此信了。
Paul was pursuing his own life.
保罗他是在追求他自己所想要追求的。
And he was trying to honor God the way that he understood God to be.
他那个时候他想要用自己的方式来荣耀神。
Maybe that's what some of you are doing.
这可能也是我们当中的一些人正在做的事。
Maybe you think that, wow, if I could just do a good enough job, then God will let me in.
如果我能够在工作上有很好的表现，神就会让我进去。
If I do enough good deeds, or if I avoid sin enough, then God will let me in.
如果有好的行为，神就会让我进去。
But Paul said that it was God's grace that stopped him and changed his life.
但保罗说，这完全是神的恩典。接纳了他，改变了他。
It was God's grace that saved him.
而是神的恩典拯救了他。
Not only do some doubt and deny, but some actually distort the message of the resurrection.
不光是不信的人，他们的怀疑，他们的不信，否认，还有一些是号称相信的，他们也曲解了。
And there are some distortions of so-called believers.
这些就是所号称相信者的曲解。
For example, the Jehovah's Witnesses say, Jesus' own words showed that he would not be resurrected with his flesh and blood body. He said that he would give his flesh in behalf of the life of the world as a ransom for mankind. If he had taken back his flesh when he was resurrected, they say, he would have canceled that ransom sacrifice.
耶和华见证人他们这样说，耶和华自己的话表明了他不会以血肉的身体复活。他说他会把这代表这世界生命的肉身给了，来赎回人类。 如果他复活时取回了肉身，那就会打消了这个赎价的牺牲。
But the Bible clearly teaches something very, very different.
但是圣经却是很清楚的教导我们与耶和华见证人所相信的是不同的。
If you look on Luke 24, even in verse 39, Jesus says, "See my hands and my feet, that it is myself. Touch me."
在这边
and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have.
在路加福音的二十四章很清楚，耶稣说到：“你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看，魂无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。”
God has given us His Scripture in order to teach us, and we must be so careful to not seek to change it.
神把圣经给我们，他就是让我们让从圣经里面很清楚看到。他所教导我们，不要去曲解歪曲了。
Jesus said this in John 10:18, "No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again. For this is what the Father has commanded."
在约翰福音第四章里面，耶稣说到：“没有人能夺走我的生命，是我自愿献出的。我有权按自己的自愿献出生命。”也有权收回来，因为这是父的命令。
In the Old Testament, we see pictures of the high priest that is offering a sacrifice.
在旧约的圣经里面，让我们看到这样的画面：大祭司他要献祭。
And it says they have to continually offer these lambs before God for the purification of sins.
他们要不断的把这些羔羊献在神的面前，来赦免他们的罪。
But Jesus is the greatest high priest and the great sacrifice.
但耶稣他却是那个大祭司，他是那最大的祭品。
As a high priest, he lays down himself as the sacrifice, and then he brings himself back up to be the great sacrifice high priest for us.
他虽然是大祭司，可是他却自己把自己当作是神的羔羊献给神。
This is the resurrection message that we proclaim.
这就是复活的信息，我们所宣告的。
Friends, faith without a resurrection is a vain, false faith.
如果我们所信的是没有复活的信仰，就是枉然的，是一个假的信仰。
In verse 13 through 15, it says this: "But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. Your faith also is in vain." Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God, because we testify that God has raised Christ, whom He did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised.
十三节说，若没有使人复活的事，基督也没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然的，你们所信的也是枉然的，并且明显是我们是为神妄作见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若使人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。
If there is no resurrection, then I'm up here out of meaninglessness.
如果基督没有复活，我们在这里都是没有意义。
Just go home.
我们就回家吧。
My preaching is in vain. Your faith is in vain.
我所想的信息是枉然的，你们所信的也是枉然的。
In fact, I'm actually lying against God.
甚至我们就是盲目的。
That's not a good position to be in, going against God, right?
这不是一个很好的一个方式来敌对神。
But it reminds us that there's no such thing as being neutral towards God.
在这里面我们可以看见并没有一个所谓的中立的这种位置。
Even as you seek, you're not neutral.
当我们在寻找的时候并不是说你就是站在这中间。
You're either for God or you're against Him in His way.
你要不然就是信靠神，要不然你就是敌对神。
That's why I say today is the day of salvation.
所以今天就是一个得救的日子。
Today is the day that you can repent and come and place faith in Jesus Christ.
今天就是可以悔改，我们可以来到神的面前。
Faith is without a resurrection is also a worthless, powerless faith.
一个没有复活的信仰也是徒然的，是没有能力的信仰。
It says in verse 16, "For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised." And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You're still in your sins.
十六节说，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
You need a sacrifice for your sins.
我们需要为我们的罪需要有一个牺牲的祭品。
You need a resurrected Lord to give you new life.
我们需要这一位复活的耶稣给我们一个新的生命。
Jesus said to someone, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies.
耶稣说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死也必复活。
The resurrection is important because it proves that he was the Messiah.
复活耶稣的复活是非常重要的因为这证明他就是弥赛亚。
It fulfilled many, many prophecies from the Old Testament.
他应验了在旧约圣经里面所有的这些预言。
But what if he had died and not come back to the life? How would we know that he's any different?
如果他死了却没有复活那我们怎么知道他跟这些所有死的人有什么不一样
So it's proof that he is the Messiah.
这就他的复活证明了他就是弥赛亚。
But not only is it proof, but it's the provision for salvation for us.
他不光是一个证明他更是、为提供了我们 救赎。
And last, faith without resurrection is a pitiful life-wasting faith.
最后如果是一个没有复活的一个信仰就是很可怜的是一个浪费生命的信仰。
Verse 18 says, Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished.
18节说到就是在基督里睡的人也灭亡了。
If there is no resurrection, if this is not true, then those who have died actually are perishing away from God.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望就算比众人更可怜。
They'll be separated from God forever.
我们就会与神永远的分离。
No reincarnation, last hope, last chance.
没有 再一次的复活完全没有盼望。
In verse 19 he says, If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied.
19节说到我们若靠基督只在今生有指望就算比众人更可怜。
We are the worst off of all people in the world. We are the worst off of all people in the world.
我们是在这个世界里面的最可怜的人。
最可怜的人，对。So, why? Because we believe such a powerful gospel of a risen Lord.
当我们相信是这么样有能力的这个一个信息。
And we supposedly live our lives in every aspect for Him.
我们应该在各个层面都能够活出他的样式。
Some people are willing to go and give their lives for the gospel in foreign lands.
有些人他愿意到他乡异地里面去牺牲他们的生命。
We think about the pastor now in Turkey who is being put in prison because of his evangelism.
就好像最近的新闻在土耳其，有些人因为传福音的缘故被关在监狱里面。
If this isn't true, then he has completely wasted his life.
但如果耶稣基督没有复活，这些人他们就完全的是浪费了他们的生命。
And so have you.
同样我们也是。
This is not a crutch for us, friends.
这并不是一个
手杖，
一个拐杖。
This is not something that we just rely on to have a better day.
这并不是靠着这个东西我们能够让我们能够感觉更好。
Or to make us become a better person, as maybe some religions try to tell you.
这也不是像其他宗教只是要让我们能够活得更好而已。
How would you even know what is better than something else if there was no God and no standard?
如果没有一个神的标准的话我们怎么知道有一个更好。
Christianity is a really bad hobby to have.
如果要把基督信仰当作一个消遣的话，这并不是一个很好的选择。
But unfortunately, that's how some believers, maybe all of us, sometimes treat it.
但是这却是一些不相信的人，甚至我们当中一些信主的人也是这样子。
If I can get around to it, I'll try to be a better Christian.
如果我们不靠这个，我可以成为更好的基督徒。
Maybe if I get around to it, I'll spend more time with a living God who's willing to speak through His Word to me.
如果我们只是想要不愿意来依靠耶稣基督，却是想要得到跟神有更亲密的关系。
Don't treat God that way.
我们不要去捉弄神。
But we do have a life-giving faith in Christ.
我们确实在耶稣基督里有一个赋予生命的信仰。
1 Corinthians 15:20 says, "But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead." For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive by placing faith in him.
27节说, 但基督已经从死里复活, 成为罪之人, 出手的果子, 死既因一人而来, 死人复活也是因一人而来, 在亚当里众人都死, 照样在基督里, 众人也都要复活。
For those of you who doubt or deny, I want to encourage you to believe today in the living Savior and be saved.
如果我们当中有些人是怀疑的，是否认， 我鼓励你们今天就是我们可以来信靠这位永活的耶稣基督，然后得救。
You will be saved if you hold fast the word which I am preaching, what Paul has preached.
如果我们愿意靠着保罗所传的，也是我们今天所讲的，我们能够持守站立得住，我们就会得救。
And for the believers,
对我们这些已经信的人，
He says, Therefore, my beloved brethren, my brothers and sisters in Christ,
保罗说到我们这些在耶稣基督里的弟兄姐妹，
Be steadfast.
我们要持守的，
Hold the truth.
我们要持守的这个真理。
Be immovable.
我们要让这个真理来推动我们。
Stand firm no matter what happens in your life.
即使我们所面临各种的情况， 我们都要能够站立得住。
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
我们是完全的依赖， 神耶稣基督他所做的工，
Knowing that your toil in the Lord is not in vain.
让我们知道我们所经历的这些试炼， 苦难， 这些都不是突然的。
Friends, we believe in a true faith.
朋友们， 我们所相信的是一个真理的信仰。
We believe in a powerful faith that saves us from sins and gives life.
我们相信的是一个有能力的信仰， 它可以从我们， 从罪中来拯救我们， 给我们新的生命。
We believe in a faith that's worth living for and dying for.
我们所相信的这个信仰是我们可以为此而生，为此而死的信仰。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
God, we believe in the risen Christ.
神啊, 我们相信这位复活的主。
That's what our faith is in.
这就是我们的信。
We thank you for sending Jesus.
我们谢谢你差派耶稣基督。
Now, we pray that you would help us, Father, to continue to hold fast to the truth.
我们祷告你来帮助我们, 让我们能够持守。
Yeah, we do pray that you would help us also to live for you.
我们也祷告你, 让我们能够为你而活。
Father, we thank you so much, and in Christ's name we pray.
父神, 我们是如此的, 我们, 感谢你, 祷告是奉靠主的名。
Amen.
接下来我们来请诗班来为我们献诗。